Time to talk some racing on the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition. Let's head to the Gold Coast. Adrian Bott joins us from the Adrian Bott Gay Waterhouse Stable. Morning, mate.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. How's the Gold Coast getting set for these sales? Look, we can be a bit more lighthearted than we are on Racing HQ, Adrian. It must be nice to go there today and just be spending other people's cash and saying, yep, we're going to buy this one, we're going to buy this one, we're going to buy this one. It must be a good feeling.
Oh, look, it's get a little bit stressful, I must say. Look, we've done plenty of groundwork. It's I must say it's fantastic to be up here. It's always a really good time of year. Everyone's in a, yeah, particularly with the year that we've had, I think everyone's just excited to be up here and, sort of be, having a bit of time out of Sydney and, looking forward to trying to secure some nice horses.
With it, mate, just for our listeners, the process. So you're there at the moment. We're going to see the sales all week. We'll see the race day as well on Saturday for our punters. But how long have you been looking at these youngsters?
Oh, look, this is sort of probably going on for the last probably 6 to 8 weeks. Gay probably did her first inspections around the Hunter Valley and, through other parts of the Southern Highlands. Would have been sort of late November. We assess them again sort of some point through December and obviously again up here when they arrive on the complex. So we've seen them plenty of times, seen how much they've sort of progressed, handled the preparation, how much they've developed, and then we sort of narrow it right down from there, I guess, on physical appearance and partly on pedigree. And I guess to a large extent, value's certainly got to come into it.
Speaking of youngsters, you've got Swift Witness in the Magic Millions 2-year-old Classic this weekend. How'd she pull up after that run on Saturday?
She pulled up super. She's a really tough filly and one that's just got a fantastic constitution. And that's sort of the main reason why we targeted the particular race that we did with the backup. We just thought it would be a scenario that would really suit her. She'd handle that well. Should thrive off the quick backup in the racing, and which is exactly what she's done. So she's shown remarkable improvement from her Wyong race. I'm still expecting some improvement again off last Saturday's race. And, I think with that, she's certainly a likely contender for Saturday's race.
Yeah, so if any sort of, naysayers are out there saying, well, she was beaten fair and square at Wyong, not saying she was underdone that day, but she's definitely improved a few lengths since that run, hasn't she?
Yeah, look, that's very fair to say, and I think that was there for everyone to see on Saturday. But you also just got to line up where she was at in her career. She was only having her first start at that point in time, and as you said, not underdone, but going in with improvement to come. Being mindful that we've got to get her up here and for another run and into the race itself, and having your first race experience around a tight track like Wyong's not always easy. So. She only had a trial going into the race, a quick turnaround. So, there's a lot of factors there that pointed, it would have been a big ask for her on that particular day. So we were going in open-minded into that race itself. But, certainly seen the improvement.
And who are her main threats in the race?
Oh, look, just taking a line on the Wyong race, she's all class. That's sort of that's the bridge we got a gap and, close the gap on. I feel we have to an extent, but... whether we're all the way there yet, we'll find out Saturday.
Mate, what about the barrier draw today? It's still, they have it on the beach, don't they, up there? Is that still happening this year or has it changed with COVID?
Yeah, look, they still are able to do the draw this morning. So yep. That's happening in the next couple of hours. I don't know to the extent of the whether they can do it as big as they have done in previous years. It was certainly always a good spectacle and event on the beach there. I know there's a few events like the polo and the cocktail parties up here have unfortunately had to take a back seat this year. But
I'm sure you can find a bar, Adrian. Fair dinkum, it is the Goldie.
Yeah, there's a few around. I think we'll save it to the end of the week, but we'll be right.
Mate, with barrier draw, do you want to draw inside or is she the type of filly that needs a bit of galloping room? Because she did launch when she got clear on Saturday, didn't she?
Look, I never sort of like to go in trying to sort of predict what we'd like and that because it's too much out of our control sort of deal with what we're, dealt. But, look, I guess I don't want to be caught out too wide on that particular track, having had some tough experiences in the past. And, you know, I guess it's be interesting to see how the track sort of plays on the day. On Saturday, they were all sort of looking to get off the inside. But look, I guess just a inside to middle draws ideal, really.
Yao Dash was ultra impressive as well on Saturday for Dynamics Indications. We saw Adam Watt going off his tree in a few photos on social, which was good to see. The thing about Yao Dash is that's the real Yao Dash, that turn of foot. I tell you what, it was a bit hairy as well coming to the turn. Nash was in a bit of froth and bubble, but geez, he's a good rider.
He's fantastic, and he's done a lot of riding for Dynamics Indications. Look, Adam's obviously very, very passionate. He's great to train for. They've got a fantastic team, a race of horses in the stable. You know, they put a lot into racing and bring a lot of people into racing. So, yeah, it's great to see the real horse sort of deliver for them on Saturday. Nash said he just really struggled around that track, which was very, very surprising. He said he hung out very badly. So, yeah, now watching it live, I was just sort of a little bit concerned with the way he was travelling at that point in time. But he really, really picked himself up well and, you know, sprinted nicely from that. So probably in hindsight, it was very beneficial that he was able to get a look around that particular track because it can be a bit tricky.
This time last week, we had Trent Edmonds on the program. And because obviously it's a little bit different, this program to HQ, where we have our sort of serious horse punters after nine, this is more the general, you know, just
casual
punters. Mate, you can be a hero. You can be an absolute hero here. What are we backing? Because you've, as always, got a stack in. You've got plenty in on or nommed for Saturday there on the Gold Coast. You've got runners in Victoria. You've got runners at Warwick Farm on Wednesday. What are we backing?
Look, stick with the 2-year-old filly Swift Witness. She's the one to follow into Saturday. As I said, she's come out of that race in good order. It's an open race, and she really put her hand up there on Saturday.
Swift Witness, beautiful. Last but not least, cocktail of choice, mate. If you were, what is your something different for our listeners? Do we get to see a different side of Adrian Bott?
Look, I'm a bit of an old-fashioned man.
Ah.
Old-fashioned cocktail, the whiskey, that's sort of my that's my soft spot.
The cigar? You go to the cigar as well?
Look, it might be on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, look, we'll have one ready in case. Huh?
Love it. Thanks for coming on this morning. I know it's a busy time. Good luck at the sales. Let's hope you can pick up another future champion. And also this 2-year-old can get the job done for you. Of course, we talk about Swift Witness, which goes around for Brenton Abdullah in the Star Gold Coast Magic Millions Classic. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks very much, guys.